The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth there. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe. And it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe. Scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red.
Come on, good morning, here we go.
Now on the sidewalk.
Bobby Darin, baby.
Ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life.
Robert Walden Casuto.
Someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife?
The best of the Bronx right here, baby.
There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you ten, old Mackie's back in town.
Good morning, good morning.
How did you hear about Louis Miller?
I'm dancing, baby, I'm
he
dancing.
He disappeared, babe.
We got
after
this.
After drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash?
Bobby Darin with Joe Piscopo. We're here for you this morning. Oh, man, this, how does that, that song swings like nothing else, am I right? I don't care what kind of music you like. That was as brilliant as it gets from Robert Walden Casuto from the Bronx, New York, man. 1959, you know? So, and if you're younger, you got to check out everything Bobby Darin has ever done. Just a brilliant performer. You know me, I'm a Frank Sinatra guy, a Dean Martin guy, a Sammy, but Bobby Darin right up there, man. One of the greats of all time. So are you dancing? See, we put on the music. You could dance around. We could just play music all morning, and we could dance, you and I, together all morning long. We're getting through this. It's all right. We got this. Everything's all right. Everybody's got to calm down, and we're making a magnificent headway, you know, getting things done. And the National Guard is out in certain states from the president. We're trying new drugs tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're trying new. We will be through this. We're going to look back on this, and it's going to be one of those times in history. Hey, what were you doing? Remember the corona thing, man? Remember that? What happened with that, huh? Then we're going to say, did the Chinese ever pay retribution for that? That's going to be the question. After all this is done, who's going to go and knock on China's door and go, you got $3 trillion laying around that you could maybe help us out a little? I'm just saying. Frankie's here. Albert's here. Joe on the radio. Debbie is here, yes. And you are here. We got a great, very informative show for you. We want to have some fun this morning. We want you to feel good about everything that's going forth. We have a handle on this. You got Governor Cuomo on top of it. You got Governor Newsom in California on top of it. I've never seen governors step up like this. We're all good together, and it's working out together. So, you know, your patience is so, so appreciated, because I know you may be going a little batty. Between you and I, I heard other people say this, you know, one of my buddies in the FBI texted me and said, I'm taking it as a vacation. You know, it's true. If you could decompress now, this is the time. You don't have to get up for school. You don't have to scramble too early to school. Getting the kids to school at 7:30, ridiculous. It is too early. You got to run. You need to make sure the lunch is okay. Going and get the kids, bringing them back, running to work, getting yelled at because your report isn't done on time at work. And you have to go to another business meeting, another sales meeting. And hey, enjoy it while you can, because I'm telling you, it's going to be over sooner than later. And we're going to be back going crazy like you and I do. Right. So enjoy it. Decompress. I know. Take it as a vacation. And our summers. Hey, man, guess who's working all summer long, baby? That's going to be it, because I postponed all the dates that we had to cancel and then postpone. And then we put them into the summer and into the fall. It's going to be nuts. But, you know, this last fall I had, the fall winter that you and I, we did a lot together. Europe twice, all around. It was nonstop. And you're going to drop at one point if you keep going at that pace. Good to decompress. So I'm walking around. People are calling me, you okay, Joe? Hey, you're alone, Joe? Said, oh, me and Otis. And are you okay? You sure you need anything? And I'm going like this. I don't need nothing, man. I got on the bike. I took a bike ride the other day. I haven't been on the bike in a long time. I can't wait to tell Joe Lumberg, our weather guy. I did 5 miles. If it was 5 miles, 3.5, 5 miles, whatever it was. Joe does like 50. Hey, you know what, too, by the way? Dr. Stephen Greer was on the show last week. So Frankie brings on Dr. Greer. He was on for the half hour. This guy, everything that they're saying about the advancement of medicine now that will get on top of this virus, Dr. Greer said first and foremost, boom, right on this show. And I'm watching things unfold on the radio program, everything. We are on top of it. Thanks to you. And you call and you let me know what you're thinking. And we hash it out. Me and Frank and Alan, Debbie, we hash it out. And excuse me, we're always on top of it. Dr. Greer said the same thing. Where did you first hear about Remdesivir? What, it was Dr. Greer that said that. Hey, oh, Joe, they have a drug about this. I go, whoa. Excuse me, doc. They have a drug for this already? Yeah, it's like a malaria drug, Remdesivir. And he said chloroquine. They're talking about the hydrochloroquine from France, right? It's so fun. And then, and now if you mix a couple of these together, I think it's, I'm not going to tell you what to do and what not to do. We'll talk to Dr. Greer at 7 o'clock. And we said, you do a Z-Pack with one of these drugs. Z-Pack is azithromycin, which is a great antibiotic. And Dr. Greer's on top of it. He's a step ahead and he's going to join us this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. So hopefully he'll, have some more thing. But he was the guy that said, when I heard about it, there are drugs. And then they talk to the president of the United States and they go, Mr. President, we got drugs. And then that's what I like about President Trump. He goes, hey, try it. What do you got to lose? If you listen to, and nothing against Dr. Fauci, what a brilliant guy. And he's Italian and we love it. And he is a brilliant guy. But everything is clinical. Everything. And I saw Laura Ingraham use the word anecdotal. She kept using that word, and she was right. It's anecdotal. Well, we have to plan this. We have to take our time with this. There's got to be clinical trials. We are in a state of emergency. When they invented penicillin, it was during, I believe, early, that had to be the Second World War. Hey, by the way, we cured polio. I'm old enough to remember the fears of polio. That was in the 50s. And I would say, Mommy, Daddy, what's polio? And you would see kids walking around with braces, kids in these big lungs, man, or whatever it was. They would put them in these, right? If you're old enough, you'll remember that. That was polio, man. And then Jonas Salk comes up with a vaccine. Whoa, this is as bad as that, because you could catch polio. If you go to the pool, remember they would say, you go to the pool, if you get a chill, you're going to catch polio. Oh, my gosh, I remember all of this. You know, so we're on top of it, and we will get there. I just don't like, and what's wrong is that the communists, if they didn't release this intentionally, and I understand when you criticize that, say, Joe, now you're being nuts. I understand the criticism there, but you have to understand when something like this happens, the Chinese love it. They love it. Because they're going to take over now. And that is very, very unsettling. Andrew Milburn is a Marine colonel, retired. Last year, he worked as chief of staff of Special Operations Command Central. So this is a great guy and a great American. And he has commanded Marines and special operation units in every in combat at every rank. He's the author of the book When the Tempest Gathers, and we're going to talk about national security and COVID, and hopefully we're doing the right thing. Again, the president deploying National Guard in some states as well. And then sending those Navy hospital ships to California and to New York. We appreciate that. Michelle Caruso Cabrera, a longtime CNBC anchor and a Democratic candidate for Congress in New York's 14th. That's AOC's district. We'll talk to Michelle, see what she's doing. Alan Kadish is with us, president of Toro College. We've talked with Dr. Kadish before. He is great. We're going to talk about the epidemic there. And Judge Michael Martinelli, Yonkers City Court Chief Administrative Judge, still paying tribute and proudly to do so to the great city of Yonkers. Sammy Vassallo is a certified public accountant, a good guy. We're going to talk about how and when you should file those taxes, because the deadline is moved to July. So we got all, it's going to be a lot of information based. So I got to tell you, and then, now I'm home. Listen to this. I'm going to go to the guys in a second. I got to tell you. Ready? Okay. Okay. Remember Joe Pesci, Lethal Weapon. Okay. 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 Here we go. Okay. So it's like I'm by myself. I check and see the kids. Now the kids got, they got, it could be, you know, Allie's goes to school in New York, you know, before they shut that down. And we don't know, you know, New York's a hotbed, so you got to watch. So everybody's got kind of a, there's a low-grade fever. Here, somebody's got a sore throat. There, I'm going, you guys okay? Dad, don't come around because we're afraid you're going to get it because I am old. So I'm one of those old guys, you know. So I go, okay. So I go over, I wave to the kids. And you know, I told you I bought them Zapoli the other day. Not St. Joseph's Day. I bought them the Zapoli, right? And then we I see my guys. We talk a little bit. We have to make sure they're okay. Okay, everything's great. Now this is Saturday night. Now I'm looking at the clock. I don't want to be around people because I invented social distancing, and you know that, right? I love you. I send my hugs to you across the airwaves. You are a family. We're gathered around. You know, I don't know that I want to touch and feel and exchange germs. I've always felt that way. I've been a germaphobe, and you know that, right? I carry my Duracell with me everywhere. I'm the guy. You know what? I'm the guy. Years ago, it was back in, I guess, in the 90s, and then Kimberly and I were flying all around. We were, you know, doing all these gigs and everything. And I would carry a little thing of a plastic thing of alcohol with me on the plane, which you can't do now. You could, of course, but it was, I was alcohol. It was pre-Purell. I was pre-Purell. I am Mr. Social Distancing. And that's what I love most about radio. Like I always say, it is, the origin of social distancing is this form of communication. So I don't want to go to the grocery store. And do I have to go? Should I wait? People are like scrambling. I go, well, I make it like a point to go to the grocery store. Saturday night, I'm going to go to the ShopRite. So I say, okay, I'm going to go. Now I got me and Otis, I'm in the car. Now it's like a military operation. But I think if I wait long enough and it's late enough, you know, like 8:30-ish at night, people, because the store closes at 9, and I'm a bonsai shopper, man. I'll be in and out of there in 10 minutes. But I got to do a hit. Like, it's like a military operation because I don't want to see anybody, man. I don't want to touch anybody. They said social distancing. You know what? We may be overreacting. I'm going to listen to what the president is saying, and I'm going to adhere to it, and we're going to be over this, okay? It's, I think, something we should all do. So now I'm sitting in my car, and I'm watching the people go in and out of the shop, right? I'm spying on them like some creeper in my car because I don't want – is it too crowded? Then I saw one guy. Oh, listen. One guy walks over, and I see he, like, touches his nose. See? I touches his nose, right? Contagion, right? And then he goes and he touches a garbage can with his bare hands, and he opens the garbage can. And then what's he going to do? He's going to open the door to the supermarket. Of course, it was an automatic door, but still, if he grabs a card, do I touch the same card as that guy? Oh, my gosh, there's going to be germs. Then there's another guy, and it's all guys, by the way. It's all guys. One guy, another guy's, you know, walking around, and he doesn't care. He's touching everything. I go, no, guys, you got to be careful what you touch, how you touch. Be careful. So now I'm getting afraid. Should I go in? Should I not go in? Then there's a lull to go into the shop, right? I go, Otis, stand fast. I'm going in recon. I'm making the move. I'm going into ShopRite. I'll be right back. Anybody tries to steal the car, you take the throat out, Otis, okay? I go in the, so quickly. I run in. I put my mask. I took a picture. I posted it online. I put black rubber gloves on. I put a mask over my face, right? Had my hood up. You know, I looked like the gangster, by the way, you know. I ran in. No one was in there. It was great, man. I went aisle to aisle, quick, precision, like a military operation, man. I got what I needed. Dog food. Yeah, okay, I'll get some extra dog food. Look at that. All right, no paper products. All the toilet papers. Guys, I'm good, fine. I think I'm okay. I'm okay on that. No hand sanitizer. No, you know, no Purell or Durasan or no Lysol. Everything's gone there. But all in all, everything with eggs. I had the eggs, you know. I couldn't find jelly. There's no jelly. I'll get marmalade like my father used. I get the bub. I get everything. Boom. Before you know, I'm here for a month. I'm like good for a month. You know what I mean? I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to be set in my bunker for a month if I need to. Right. So I got everything. And now I go out. No, and when I tell you no one's there, you have one occasional guy that the men always walk around. Those guys that stand in the aisle I always tell you about that are kind of like, in zombies. And they kind of come right close to you with their cart. Well, you got to avoid them. But that wasn't too many of them. But I go up, they had a security guard at checkout. Now, no one was around. So I looked at the security guard, and I'm all covered up. I said, I must have looked like a gangster. So I go, I said, hey, man. I said, well, thanks for helping out. I said, did you need to be here? I mean, was there? He goes, yeah, it gets a little crazy sometimes. But, you could go right there. And I go, wow, thanks. He goes, okay, Joe, not a problem. He recognizes me. Even with But then I talked to the guy. I said, apparently people got a little crazy. I said, great. But thank God no one was there. And I looked, and then I said to the security guard, thanks for your service. And I looked at him, I go like this, I go, this is going to be over soon enough. And I said, and we know why this is happening. And the guard, he goes, of course we know why this is happening. Because I think they're playing it up worse than it is. That's my opinion. I hear you tell me that because does it have to do with politics? Of course it does. Of course it does. But fact of the matter is we can't afford not to be vigilant. Better safe than sorry. So anyway, I made it to ShopRite, got my stuff, got home, changed my rubber gloves when I got home. I am sterilized, and I got all my stuff. So, Debbie, if you ever need anything, yes. You come out. We'll go out to the house together, and you're good for about a month.
Great. I saw that picture with you with your gloves, the mask. I'm like, oh, Joey's set. He's prepared.
Why don't we get Al? Maybe Al can look at Al. Good morning, Frank and Al. How you guys doing? I gotta ask Al if you put on maybe the Predator music, because that's the way I was going into.
Sure.
That's why I was going into the supermarket. Oh. It was so funny. Oh, that guy touched his nose. I can't go near there.
And then you have the Durasan. You're spraying that.
Get me to the chopper. Get me to the chopper now. Go ahead. Kill me now.
Unbelievable.
Do it. Do it. Do it now. Go into shop right now. I was serious, dude.
That was great. That was great. I love it.
Hey, and you doing okay? All good with you? Did you get through the weekend all right?
Yeah, it's just so surreal, isn't it?
It
seem real. And I'm going for a lot of walks, like you said. Everybody, this is our chance to exercise, right? Get our walks in,
girl.
That kind of thing, So it's good.
And we'll get through it. And we'll be closer. We will be stronger for it. We'll be closer for it. Appreciate our families more. Or never talk to them again. I'm not sure.
One or the other.
The other day, somebody says that the virus doesn't kill me, my wife will.
I saw that. I love it. Oh, unbelievable.
Debbie's looking out for you. I guess there's some traffic out there, Deb. It's 6:21 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. So nice to be with you guys this morning. Alternate side parking rules are suspended, and it looks like metered parking rules in effect. It's a little bit busy already on the eastbound side of the BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. I see some volume on the LIE westbound getting out toward Junction Boulevard. Getting reports of an accident Queens Boulevard right at 78th in Queens. Hudson River crossings moving smoothly. This report sponsored by H&R Block. There's a lot going on right now, and more than ever, people need their tax refund. That's why H&R Block is open with many ways to do your taxes as safely as possible. You can drop off, work with a tax pro remotely, or file online. Block is always here to help. Checking in on the forecast, we see that rain and snow mix right now. That's going to continue through the day, but a high going up to 44. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 58. Rain on Wednesday, high in the 40s. Alternate side parking again suspended. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sebastian Gorka here. How many of your investments have doubled over the last 2 years?
If you followed the documented recommendation of Midas Gold Group's senior analyst and invested in palladium coins and bars, that's exactly what would have happened. Right now, they have new urgent precious metals buy and sell recommendations available to my listeners today. Call 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the only precious metals dealer I endorse because they offer intelligent analysis on buy and sell recommendations, not sales pitches. If you could use sound, practical precious metals investing advice, call Midas Gold Group and learn how to add the stability of gold, palladium, and other precious metals to your IRA or retirement investments. Call Midas Gold Group now at 480-360-3000, 480-360-3000, online at MidasGoldGroup.com, 480-360-3000, veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship have been around the ups and downs of interest rates and the challenges. Give them a call. Special toll-free number, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. You're going to reach somebody at Fellowship Home Loans who doesn't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. Got the note from Catherine I've shared with you from Pennsylvania. Kevin from their team was calling her from his wife's hospital after she just gave birth. That's the way they do things. They never treat you like just a number or a cog in the wheel. The entire team takes the time to listen to your needs, provide the best options for you. Online, they're at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Ready for a new purchase, a refi, a reverse mortgage? There's lots of options for you. Fellowship Home Loans is on your side, and they can help you make your dreams come true. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Hey, that's Mike Gallagher. Mike comes up at 10:05. Frank and Al and Debbie and Joe, we are here. You're very humble, ready for Drive Time players. Phone calls are 877-970-2999. We are up and we are at them, telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. You know Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. And we're proud to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn right there in the Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. You can call and you can order a pickup for your meal at Michael's of Brooklyn now. This is what Mike, Fred, and Michael himself, and Johnny, and Marianne, and the great team, Enzo, the great family that is Michael's of Brooklyn that we love to tell you about and we love to go to. They said, look, we want to make sure everybody's okay. We will order, you can order takeout and pick it up at Michael's of Brooklyn. I'm going to give you the number because if you want to take out and you want to have from one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States, are you kidding me? According to the Food Network, this is where you want to get takeout. Michael's of Brooklyn right there at Avenue R. Here's the number for Michael's of Brooklyn. All right. This comes from Fred and Johnny and Michael himself. 718-998-7851. It's 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. And if you're listening around the country, and God bless you, I see from social correspondents all weekend long, you're listening all around the country and even in, around different outside the country, but we appreciate it so very much. But when you go to your supermarket and you get that chance to go shopping, check out Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. That is Brooklyn in a jar, the best jarred sauce anywhere. And we asked, Fred, how do you do that? I don't know. We just do it. That was Fred's. We just do it. It's an instinct. It's a legacy. It's a heritage. That's what Michael's of Brooklyn is. And now reaching out to the community, you can get pickup over there. And here's the number for Michael's of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Should I go in? Should I go into the shop right? Should I go in now? Let me see. I don't know.
Billy! Get to the chopper! Come on, let's go!
I think he touched his nose.
No! Don't touch the door!
He went to his nose to the cart, to the shopping cart. I can't go in now.
He's sneezing. Look out, Billy.
Go ahead. Kill me. Kill me now. Give me the coronavirus now. You guys would have left. Because Frankie, I'm sitting in the car, not able to move because I'm such a germaphobe, thinking, when do I make my move to get in there? And then I'm talking to Otis like it's a military operation. Otis, stand at the ready. I'll be back shortly. This is a short recon mission, you know?
My wife and I went food shopping on Saturday, right? And so, of course, as usual, there's no toilet paper and paper towels because apparently everybody's hoarding that, right?
Yeah.
We get online to check out, and the kid at the register, I felt terrible for the kid. You could see that he's completely nervous. He is wiping down the entire conveyor belt register. You know, he's taking like 5 minutes to start our groceries, and I'm trying to be patient about it. You know, I get it, whatever. And then as he's checking us out, he's mumbling to himself. I'm like, oh, no, this is not good.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe, my mom, who's 82, went and got coffee yesterday at Dunkin' Donuts. Like it was nothing. I go, what are you doing? She goes, I didn't touch the door. But you're supposed to stay home.
I didn't want to. Hey, Frankie, you don't shop, right?
I went a couple times this weekend. I went with my wife on Saturday, and then I have a couple of friends that are sick, and I went out for them yesterday.
God bless you, man.
I don't generally shop, but this weekend I made two stops to the grocery store.
Yeah, you know what? I went out, and you're right. But I went late. I timed it perfectly. I was so proud of myself. I got out late. No one was there. And you'll get those guys that kind of hover around because men shout like they hover around, and then they come right next to you. I didn't want anybody near me. I don't want anybody near me. And then there was a young couple. Al, you love this. You know, young couple. The guy is looking at one, and then the girl's in front. She's like the scout. The wife is in the front. This was a military operation for me, man.
Exactly.
I'll stay here.
Signs.
I'll look for the Lysol. You go ahead. You look for the toilet paper bed. And they're going like that. But now I'm holding my breath as I'm walking by everybody. You know, I'm holding my breath. I don't want to catch any chairs like that.
I did that with my wife. I just made fart noises. This way people just
stop. So then, but you know what's interesting, Frank, is that they did have a security guard there. So a security guard at my local shop, that was weird. But and the great guy, by the way, and everything was calm. And then as I got out, the girl that checked me out, you're right, she totally scoured the whole belt. And then they came on, another guy from another register came and helped me bag everything.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it.
I don't even want them touching my stuff. I'm bagging myself.
I know.
Sorry.
But you gotta use the gloves, and then when you leave and you load your car, take your gloves off, get home. Listen to me, get home, and then you gotta get another pair of gloves on to unload everything. Because don't forget, the germs will stay on all those groceries. And I don't think this is the way I have lived my life. And everybody's catching up to old Joe now. I've been talking about this for years, for crying out loud. Hey, it's 6:30. Go ahead, Al.
The other problem. And I've noticed this at supermarkets, and I think if you're doing this, I think you're part of the problem. Screaming at the help because you can't buy two things of something that they're trying to limit, you're part of the problem. This is why we have hoarding right now. Get one thing that you need and let somebody else be able to purchase that. That's the problem. I think if we all took a step back, instead of yelling at these people who, by the way, they're working round the clock to keep the shelves stocked, they're not making enough money as it is, I would think let's give these people a break. You shouldn't be screaming and yelling at these people at all.
No. You're absolutely right.
And when Al tells you not to yell at people, you know... You've gone too far.
No, but am I wrong? I mean, these people on the front lines right now. They're essential workers.
We are going to make this. We got so much to talk about. I just wanted to just open the show up this morning and say welcome. It's great to have you with us as we gather around this virtual kitchen table. Every morning we talk through. We will get through this. It's the Democrats again holding up the Republicans. But we'll see who's right and who's wrong in this bill. They can't even get that together. I have one question. What is Nancy Pelosi even showing up for? What right does she have even to show up? She's in the House. This is the Senate bill. Stay home. Leave it alone. And so as soon as she shows up, I get nervous. But we got a lot to talk about politically. Let me jump to Charlie Finch before we break, guys. Professor Finch, always great to hear from you. Good morning, Charlie. Hope all is well with you, my friend.
Joe, in terms of social distancing, let's think of ourselves as homers or roamers. You and I are homers at home.
Yeah.
Frank, Al, and the great Charlie in the studio are roamers. Now, here's an example about enforcing social distancing, as the governor is telling us to do. Let's say, like Michael's of Brooklyn, you're providing takeout. Instead of going out to pick up the order to a restaurant and to support the restaurant, order it in on your iPhone, give a generous tip, and hopefully these establishments are employing their waiters as delivery people. Have it delivered to your door. In other words, tip on the iPhone, right? Leave it outside the door. Say hi through the door, right? They leave. You have no social contact, and the goods come in. Now, economically, why is this important? The biggest danger we have is deflation, which caused a depression, Joe. A lack of liquidity. Last week, I called for Joe Biden's friends, the credit card companies in Delaware, to start advancing credit at low or no interest rates, because we're going to need a public-private partnership to keep money in the system so that we have money to buy things. That is a huge danger, as the governor and President Trump, and by the way, wasn't he great last night, Joe?
He was great.
He said, you know, you're not alone if you're united. We have nothing to fear but fear ourselves. FDR would have been so proud of our president, as am I, and I am proud of you. You are all my heroes, and Debbie, too.
Thanks, Charlie. You know what? That's a good idea, though, Frank. Maybe we could put a meme out. Hey, Joe Biden, talk to the credit card companies. That's something that we should put out.
Absolutely.
That's an absolutely brilliant idea. And the president was great, going back and forth with the press. How he stays there and answers those questions. I saw Geraldo, who's very close with the president, said, just do your thing, Mr. President. Hand it off to Mike Pence and leave. The president stayed. He answered the questions. They went back and forth. And when the president, when they're respectful at the press conference, the president cannot be more genuine and more nice. And I think he actually enjoys it. This is the question I have. And I said it. Other people are now saying it, but we said it first on this show. If you're going to talk to the president of the United States, stand up. You know, wear a suit and tie. We're dressed. And most of the reporters are at least with ties on. You know, the younger reporters are at least with ties on. But stand when you address the president of the United States. I don't care who it is. It was Barack Obama. If it was W, it was anybody. You stand when you talk to the president. It's the way it used to be, and it's the way it should be now. 6:35 with Joe on the radio. Got a lot to get into this morning, and we got it for you. And we're going to have some fun this morning. And maybe guys can give you some vital information. Hey, we ain't going anywhere. We're here for you. You know, here it is, 6:35. And Big Al is the headline news, live and local right here in New York on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. County Executive George Latimer is mandating that beginning today, Beeline bus passengers must enter and exit via the rear door. The policy is being enacted to protect employees from COVID-19 and to hopefully stop the continued spread. In addition, to facilitate social distancing, the first three rows of seats behind the driver on all fixed-route transit buses will be roped off with special accommodations made for handicapped passengers. More testing sites for COVID-19 are opening across New Jersey. A testing site expected to open today in Union at Kane University. Central Jersey Urgent Care in Monroe is offering testing by appointment only. Tomorrow, a testing site opens at Hudson Regional Hospital in Secaucus opens, but it will also be by appointment only. The state's first testing site, located in Bergen, has run out of test kits quickly each day since opening late last week. State officials promise more test kits are on the way, and we are told that the testing center at the PNC Bank Arts Center will be open today as well. In sports, the Knicks, Nets, and the rest of the NBA can expect to get paid this period, but beyond that is uncertain. The league sent a memo Friday saying players will receive full pay due April 1st, but left open recouping future salaries for lost games come April 15th. The Giants are providing some financial assistance to those helping out during the COVID-19 pandemic. They are stepping up to fund a program that provides no-cost child care for first responders at the Meadowlands YMCA for the next 10 weeks. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. I do see volume for you on the eastbound side of the BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. It's a little bit busy on the LIE westbound through Woodhaven Boulevard. Queens Boulevard at 78th, accident cleared. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Some volume on the Harlem River Drive southbound heading down toward the RFK Bridge. Traffic still moving okay at the inbound side of the GWB Lincoln and the Holland. 80 westbound, some volume getting out toward the area of Woodland Park. Parkway, exit 56, 23 South, ramp to 287 in Riverdale. Watch out for a sinkhole over there. That's been closed for quite a while. It remains closed. You'll be detoured. Heading out to Applegarth Road into Cranberry, Half Acre Row, getting into Cranberry. Looks like a malfunctioning traffic light, so do steer clear of that one as well. Some rain and some snow around right now. It looks like rain later, high of 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high going up to about 58 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, did you try your Balance of Nature? Did you try the Balance of Nature yet? You got to try it. You want to build up your immunity. I've been talking about, that's another thing, excuse me, that I said first on the show because I'm a hypochondriac. I know these things. You have to build up your immunity. When I'm running around like a mameluke and I'm running all over the place, going from here to there to everywhere, and you do the same thing. I take Balance of Nature because I never have enough, fruits and vegetables. I just don't have, and I should, and I don't. But, and you know what? With our schedule, we never will. So you have everything that you need to build up your immune system in Balance of Nature. 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. And when I tell you a daily dose of Balance of Nature, as I tell you every morning, one daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. When are you going to get that many fruits and vegetables in your system to fight off all those free radicals that are attacking us every single second in your body? You're not. You got to check out Balance of Nature, vegetarian capsule, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. Now you can get free shipping and 35% off. So this is the time I would humbly suggest that you call 800-246-8751. Free shipping, 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. I'm telling you, clinically, FDA-wise, I can't make a quote-unquote claim, but I can tell you how it works for me, how it works for Frank and Al and Debbie, and how we're all on Balance of Nature. We've been on it for a while, and I would suggest that you try Balance of Nature because it will build. This is my opinion because this is what it does for me. Builds up your immune system and puts antioxidants in your body that fights off all those free radicals that are attacking us now more than ever. Check out, please, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here for KFC's $20 fill-ups. There's so much food and so many ways to feed your family. Choosing between three buckets might be hard. Okay, let's begin. A, 8 pieces of original recipe chicken. B, 8 pieces of extra crispy chicken. C, 12 extra crispy tenders. Think of it as a delicious multiple-choice test you can't fail. It also comes with 2 large mashed taters, large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Now choose your $20 fill-up and get it delivered or to KFC. It's finger-licking good. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love, and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you, so you can try on new styles in the comfort of your own home. Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to fit your budget. There's no subscription required, ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for women, men, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Did you know most people struggling with problem gambling addiction started gambling at age 10? March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. We need to teach young people that gambling can be a risky behavior that can lead to addiction. Talk to young people about making healthy choices to prevent gambling addiction. Find information and help at oasis.ny.gov. That's oasis.ny.gov.
Sponsored by New York State Office of Addiction Services and Supports.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I know it's hard to trust somebody when you're selling your home, and if you're retiring, looking to sell your home, you just want to check out Calamine & Company Real Estate, please, because they are the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take that client-focused, old-school approach to real estate, right? And whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly, every top dollar, you can count on Calamine & Company Real Estate. They specialize in selling estate-owned properties, are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. I love this fact about Calamine & Company. They have a 100% success rate. How about that? They sell 100% of properties bought to market. No other broker can make that claim. They have offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island. Here's the number for Calamine & Company, please. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
You make me feel so young, darling. You know you do.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring has sprung. Every time I see you grin, such a happy individual, the moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon.
Francis Albert with Joseph Charles on the radio. Great to have you with us. Love having you with us. I'm reading here. Frankie sent me an article from the New York Post. Is this a Florida man diagnosed with coronavirus claims he was saved from certain death by an anti-malarial drug touted as a possible treatment by President Trump. That is hydrochloroquine he took, and he got better. He was really in bad shape. And Dr. Stephen Greer will join us next hour. Coming up, it's Dr. Greer. The first time we heard about hydrochloroquine was from Dr. Greer. Or when we heard about Remdesivir, that was from Dr. Greer. So he will join us live on the air, and we're going to see where we're going and what you can do to build up your system. But if these malaria drugs seem to be working, and they combine it with the zithromycin, so, and that apparently is going out tomorrow. And I like that we're at least trying these things, you know, because if you wait for a clinical study, it's going to take a year and a half. You can't. This is a time of emergency, like when they invented penicillin. That was during wartime, I believe, the Second World War. Really, they came up with penicillin. Selling, you know, so it's time to jump on these things now. And before I go to the guys, I just want to mention Governor Cuomo is doing a great job. He's working closely with the president. I love seeing that. Gavin Newsom is working closely with the president. I see that. Governor Inslee, these are Democrats. These are really hardcore Democrats that are working with the president. And the president is mentioning them from the podium at press conferences. I talked to Gavin first name basis with the governor of California, Governor Cuomo, respectfully referring to Andrew Cuomo as Governor Cuomo. The president does, you know, and I have my differences. And sometimes I don't like when the governor goes on and on and on. And I said, don't whine, just get the job done. But let me tell you something. The Democrats are looking at Governor Cuomo, and they're looking at Gavin Newsom saying, wait, did we have Joe Biden running for president? Hold the horses here. Maybe we got these Democratic governors who are doing a great job leading their states, you know. So, but then, and then I saw, this was it. And forgive me, because I don't want to criticize, but this is so Jersey. This was so Jersey. And what I mean by I say that, if you're listening outside the area, we are like second class citizens in the great state of New Jersey. I love Jersey. I was born there. I will die there. It's my home, and my people are my neighbors in the community. I love Jersey through and through, right? So, but we never get respect because we're in the middle of Philadelphia and New York, two great cities, and people always think we're like a parking lot for Philadelphia. Then we start coming into our own. So then this. Then the president does a press conference. This was a Saturday, I guess it was. And the president's talking. And then all of a sudden, I see a crawl on the bottom of Fox News saying, oh, New Jersey shut down.
And then I go, well, why am I hearing this? Why am I watching this as a crawl? We don't have a news outlet. Jersey doesn't have a news outlet. We have News 12, which does a great job, by the way. And then there's a New Jersey radio station, and my buddy Bill over there, Radio Bill, does a great job. He's great. The station's great, you know. And I lean on it because I'm from there. But, we are more national and more New York-based, certainly, here at the flagship station for Salem Media. But I'm watching this press conference, and I go, what? Then I go to our local affiliates, Channel 2, CBS, NBC, and ABC, 2, 4, and 7. And I go, oh, and there's the governor of New Jersey in the middle of the press conference that the president of the United States is doing. Did someone in the governor's office in Jersey go, you know, governor, you may want to wait because they got Dr. Fauci. They have the surgeon general. They have a vice president and the president of the United States. So the they put Governor Murphy on in the middle of a national press conference, and no one saw it or heard it. It was so haphazard. It was so Jersey. It was always like, all right, let's go. I don't know who planned it. You wait until the president. I don't care if you can't stand the president. You wait till he's done, and then you go up next. That's what Governor Cuomo is brilliant at what he's doing. He's brilliant. Whether you agree with him or not, does he go on and on? I know the buttons he's pushing. I know how he can actually do the role of governor brilliantly. Governor, he's a political, very savvy politically, Governor Cuomo is. But he works it out. He goes on first. Governor Cuomo does it. It's like he got CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, all the networks. It's now the Governor Cuomo show, if you noticed. But when? Right before the president steps out. Now, he I don't care what you say. He and Donald Trump got a great relationship. I don't care what you say. They may criticize each other. The governor may say, oh, the president this. And in the old days, now they're working hand in hand, and it's brilliant. Where's Jersey in that mix? You know? I couldn't believe it. And everybody was saying the same thing. Why is the governor doing a press conference when the president is talking? It dilutes everything about our great state. And it was monumental. It was kind of historic what the governor of New Jersey, Governor Murphy, did. And he's doing a good job. I don't mean to criticize that he's not doing a good job. But he said, look, I'm shutting down the state. Well, you know, unless you have essential services, yeah, we're going to shut it down. And they kind of went by the wayside. Oh, my God. If that wasn't Jersey, I don't know what was, you know. And Frankie, it was just like in the middle of the press conference, they can't wait. And Al, I know, I was thinking of you, Al. They're just saying, so it's so what we have to deal with when you live in Jersey, you know? It's just like, oh my gosh, could you wait just a little bit, Mr. Governor? Wait till the president is speaking, and then you jump on, and then you have 100 more, you know, times viewers. You got command the attention there. And then Governor Murphy mentions, I talked with Nancy Pelosi. How could you be, and I don't blame the governor, I blame the handler, saying Nancy Pelosi is poison. She's poison. She's un-American. She's poison at this point. She does nothing for this country, and she's an Italian-American woman, and I want to stick up for her, and I met her, and she was so nice when I met her. She's poison. Don't. Governor Murphy, he mentioned every Democrat that is doing nothing, boom, 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 down the line, never gave a mention to President Trump, never gave a mention to anybody, Jeff Van Drew, any Republican that is in office. It was, somebody's got to talk. You know what? It's so Jersey, Debbie. It's so, I'm not surprised. I shouldn't say I'm surprised. It's just always misinformation. And I don't know who's advising the governor, but I just wish that he would check with us before he does his next press conference.
That's
I'm
a good
just
idea.
Saying.
Yeah, yeah, call, that's a good idea. I mean, plus, we've got to work together right now. I mean, this is so important for everybody to just work together, right?
I spoke with Nancy Pelosi, and I'm going, well, that tells me that how out of touch can you possibly be if you reach out to the Speaker of the House of Representatives? What has that got to do with our state? That's what I wanted to know. Mm-hmm. I talked with Cory Booker, and I talked with Bob Menendez. Well, that makes me feel really good now, Governor. Come on.
Come on.
He's got to follow.
You
got
to.
You got to follow the role of Andrew Cuomo, who's. I'm telling you, they're gonna. I'm predicting Joe Biden goes by the wayside. They bring Andrew up to run for president. You know.
Yeah.
You watch
this. One of my friends said that. Yeah.
Could
that
happen.
Could be. Mm-hmm.
Hey, 6:52. Debbie's out. And again, with respect to the governor, it's not an easy job. He's doing a great job. It's just a matter of advice, handlers, and maybe he's not listening to them. So, but if that wasn't Jersey, I don't know what was. 6:52. Debbie's on the roads, checking out all the roads in Jersey and New York right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. I do see an accident in Jersey on the Garden State Parkway South exit 109. It's in the local lanes. No major problems, though, through that stretch. Cranberry Half-Acre Road at Applegarth Road into Cranberry. That's a malfunctioning traffic light to watch out for. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to the eastbound BQE, starting to build, getting up to our Cabin Plaza, an accident on the Harlem River Drive south down in the 120s, and the LIE westbound slowing down through Junction Boulevard. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules, they remain in effect. And if you're heading to 84 eastbound, getting out toward exit 28 in Maybrook, looks like some debris out there. And the Palisades Parkway North exit 19, a disabled vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Few moments bring you joy like going to the mailbox after you've done your taxes. Reaching in and pulling out that one item you've been waiting so... What? Someone already filed my return? During tax season, your personal info like your name or social security number may be emailed and shared more than usual. Criminals can steal info from your devices and sell it on the dark web, or use it to commit identity theft. Good thing LifeLock monitors your personal info, alerts you to possible suspicious activity, and if you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but thanks to LifeLock, tax season doesn't have to tax your peace of mind. Join today at LifeLock.com and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 25% off at LifeLock.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial-free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy, breezy, and quite chilly today with intermittent rain and drizzle. That rain can be mixed with wet snow for time, especially north of the city, the high 46. Bit of leftover rain and drizzle this evening, then cloudy, damp, and chilly overnight, low 40. Tomorrow will turn out partly sunny and milder, high 57. And Wednesday, cloudy and chilly with more rain at times, high 48. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give you something back. He appreciates you building MyPillow into the great company that it is. If you go to MyPillow.com and you click on the radio listener specials, you can get incredible discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, the body pillows, and the Giza sheets. Hey, you buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets. Buy one, you get one free. Yeah, and you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Would you please check out MyPillow.com, and you'll see radio listener specials. I love that Mike is hip to us, you know, those of us on the radio and those kind enough to listen to us on the radio. Radio listener specials, 60-day money-back guarantee on those Giza sheets. Buy one, you get one free. You can call as well, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. But check out this too, please, MyPillow.com. click on the radio listener specials. You got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Buy one, get one free on those Giza sheets. MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798. Please remember to use the promo code AM970.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. We're rolling, baby. March 23rd, we got this. You hang in there. It's going to be a little while longer, a little while longer. We got it. Another couple weeks. If it's a couple months, enjoy it. You can decompress. We're in good hands. The best is yet to come, baby. You better believe it. Joe on the radio.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own.
Hey, it's a Joe on the Radio 657 right now. I see the phone calls at 877-970-2999. Call. Give us a call. I love when you call, you know. Dr. Stephen Greer. I'm so thankful. I have to thank Frankie Five Burrows Morano for bringing Dr. Greer to the airwaves. This guy's great. Practicing surgeon, pioneering how hospitals care for the elderly. He is also a Wall Street analyst, portfolio manager. His book is The Medical Advocate. You got to check out Dr. Greer when we come back, okay? On AM 970, The Answer. You can call at 877-970-2999. We got this.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees and raining in New York at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea is updating the figures of NYPD officers who have tested positive for COVID-19. To date, 98 are infected. The breakdown is 70 uniform, 28 civilian, 3 are hospitalized. Many have been quarantined. President Trump continues to help states hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. He's approved major disaster declarations for New York and Washington and California. He adds that the federal government has already sent critical medical equipment to those states, including respirators and masks. He's also ordered the creation of federal medical stations with thousands of beds to New York, California, and Washington State. A temporary hospital is to be constructed inside the Westchester County Center in White Plains. State wants to increase its bed capacity from 53,000 to 110,000, according to Governor Cuomo. He's asked the Army Corps of Engineers to begin the work as soon as today. And today's storm expected to bring between 6 and 12 inches of wet snow, parts of the Hudson Valley, higher elevations in western Ulster and western Greene counties, likely to get socked between this morning and early Tuesday. Winter storm warning has been issued in that area. The precipitation is expected to be all snow from 6 a.m. today until 2 a.m. Tuesday. Points south should get rain only.